Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, hosted by Dirk Gray. My hope is you join me on Saturdays along with our guests as we explore all things senior. We're having a wonderful response from the senior community. You're calling and emailing, and please continue to do so. If you have suggestions for topics or a guest you'd enjoy hearing from, please let me know. Okay, I'm joined in studio by my producer, Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
And good afternoon.
Gray Matters is dedicated entirely to all things senior. Each week, I have guests in the studio talking about what they know best and answering your questions and concerns. It will all be related to our senior population, news, community, health, lifestyle, finance, real estate, events surrounding seniors, and many other topics. In terms of announcements, I've got a couple. The UNM School of Medicine, their Institute for Ethics, is having a get-together on long-term care. What is it? What's out there? And how do you get it? It's Friday, June 16th, and Saturday, June 17th. And if you need more information, give me a call at 897-4900, and I'll give you some details. The show's brought to you by our producer, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, helping you move forward in reverse. Our website is www.reversenm.com, and our office phone number is 505-897-4900, or contact 770kqob.com, and go to the Gray Matters program show page. Today on my show, my guests are Asira Cote from Earth Gift Herbals and Susan Stewart from Decisions and Care. We're going to open up the phone line, so please call if you'd like to ask me or Asira a question in this first segment. The phone number is 243-3333. Welcome to the show, Asira.
Great to be here, Dirk. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glad I've looked forward to this. So tell our listeners about your background, Asira.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I had no plans on having an herbal company or having anything to do with health. I'm a designer by trade. But a number of years ago, I had a health crisis, and I had some needs. So I took lemons and made lemonade.
Good for you.
So I ended up creating a line of soaps because I became chemically sensitive. And that really changed my thinking about my body, my life, and what my responsibility was to take care of myself. And I discovered there are many other people that had the same kind of needs that I did. So that ended up taking me on a trajectory of creating a business that was helpful to other people and really about personal care.
Well, you know, our show centers around seniors.
Yes.
So let's talk about, you know, where you are, how this has evolved, and let's talk about seniors.
Well, you know, I finally realized I'm not getting any younger, and I'm not getting out of here alive.
Yeah.
So one of the things I've been really working on lately, when I created my brick-and-mortar store, the Organic Living Room, was really encouraging people, especially as we age, to maintain our health, to really take care of ourselves on all levels. So one might say it's a holistic approach, mm-hmm. but it's really about listening to what our body is telling us. So I want to be clear, it's not, if I'm in a car accident, take me to a hospital. It's not about not working with doctors, but it's really about looking at the whole spectrum of care that's available for ourselves and taking personal responsibility of what we can do to maintain it. And I know that as we grow older, it becomes even more important to pay attention to what's going on. I like to get on my soapbox and say, I've lived in this body the longest and I know it the best.
So, well, it's true.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I want to be able to take care of it, and I want to encourage other people to do the exact same thing.
Talk a little bit about what you got your living room.
Right, so the Organic Living Room is set up a number of years ago. I brought together complementary businesses to create this collaboration. So we have a little retail boutique where we have personal care product, really good for aging skin. Martha's Body Bueno is part of our Martha's had a store for a very long time. She's sort of a local celebrity.
Yeah.
So she has her organic skincare in the shop. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful treatment space where we have a medical and therapeutic massage therapist because we all need to relax and take care of, and from a medical perspective, the things that ail us. We have a gathering space so we can talk about the things that are going on. And then I see clients as well, and I work with sort of the centerpiece of the living room is our Vitality Clinic, where I work with this wonderful medical device called the Beamer, and that helps improve blood flow.
Okay, well, let's talk more about that. What is the Beamer?
So the Beamer is a medical device from Germany. So it's been around for a number of decades. It's not a new thing. And it was set up by biophysicists to figure out a way to improve the blood flow in the body non-invasively. And the importance of that, especially as we age, is that we start to lose capacity, efficiency in the cardiovascular system. So this is a way to keep that efficiency at its peak level.
Well, I noticed in doing a little bit of research, you're registered with the FDA.
Yes, it's a registered device. In the rest of the world, it's registered specifically for the small blood vessel circulation. In the United States right now, it's registered as a type 1 device, which means it does no harm, but it's in the process of getting its type 2 registration like it is in the rest of the world.
And I read something about NASA is doing some work with it.
That's the most fascinating thing. And when I heard that, I was really compelled to want to learn more about the Beamer. NASA signed an agreement with the company to use it for the astronauts for their spacesuits. Because, you know, when you leave the planet, you have problems with circulation. And so I figured if it was good enough for the astronauts, it was good enough for me.
Did you hear that, Bob?
So, but what's really fascinating about the Beamer is that it is working on an area of the cardiovascular system, and cardiologists are thrilled about this. 74% of the system is in those small capillary beds, the small blood vessels. And cardiologists can't do anything about that. They work with the larger vessels. So it's working to mimic the natural rhythm to move the cells through those blood vessels. And when the blood flow is in its optimum capacity, everything else in the body works better too.
How do our senior listeners that are listening reach out to you? How do you interface with that community?
We have a website. They can certainly reach us there. They can certainly show up at our shop at any time. I'm happy to give demos of the device. So that's something that they can actually see for themselves. And it's really a wonderful device in terms of not only something that may be ailing you at the moment, but in terms of maintaining your health over the long haul. So we can help people out in that way.
Okay, you mentioned your website.
Yes.
And the shop.
Yes.
Tell us what the website address is and where the shop is and your phone number.
Okay. So the website is www.theorganiclivingroom.com, or you can reach me at www.earthgift.com. You can get information both ways.
Okay.
The shop is 1924 Juan Thibault Northeast up in the Heights. So that's Juan Thibault and Indian School. We're in the Juan Thibault Professional Center.
Okay, and do they set appointments with you, Sarah? Or
yeah,
I know you mentioned walk-ins.
Right, you can just walk in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're open from 11 to 6. We're open also by appointment Monday through Saturday. And you can reach me at any time, 505-288-2233.
Okay, and our listeners also know that they can always reach out to us.
Right.
At
be happy to leave some information.
Yeah, that's great. What else would you like to talk about, Sarah, in regard to the things that you offer?
Well, I want to encourage people to know that their body is their responsibility and that they can maintain it. Because if you find that you have fatigue or foggy-headedness, any of those things that we get as we get older, I hate to talk about it too much, but it does happen.
Yeah.
We have ways of working with that. The Beamer is certainly the highlight of that. I also do some work with clients around cognitive structure because, you know, the brain has a neural net. We get into certain habits where we realize we may do things that are not necessarily in our best interest. And there's a way to start working with the brain directly in order to change those habits for our best self.
So that almost sounds like a therapeutic kind of regimen, or no?
Well, no, it is. It's a very structured system that works with the brain. There's a very interesting thing that happens in the brain. The brain is made up of two parts, just not to get too technical, but we don't realize it. The instinctive part of our brain operates at 11 million bits at a time. But the thing that we think is ourself, the frontal part of our brain, you know, where we can actually notice that it's us, works at 40 bits at a time. You notice the problem, 11 million to 40. So what we think is real really is working very slowly. So we work with people to help them figure out how to make them work together.
Okay, thank you for being on the show, Sarah. All right, Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, here on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio, KKLB. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, is heard live weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on 770kqob.com. All right, my next guest is Susan Stewart from Decisions in Care, and you come highly recommended.
Oh, thank you,
Doctor. Mace talks very, very highly of you, so I've looked forward to this.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. Okay, let's talk about your background, Susan.
Okay. Well, some of my background, I have 27 years of experience in the area of long-term care, specializing with people with disabilities and people with aging challenges. And so I've worked in the long-term care setting. I've worked in the Medicaid system. I've worked in home care. But most of my experience has been in the area of what we have known as care management, geriatric care management services. And so I work with people in various aspects throughout the whole continuum of the aging process. I specialize with people with cognitive impairments and working with family members that have challenges as the aging process progresses. I'm also a family caregiver currently for my mother.
Hmm. Okay, you said cognitive impairments.
Yes.
You know what? Define that for our listeners.
You know, for a cognitive impairment, it would be an impairment that affects a person's ability to make decisions. Usually we're talking about some kind of a neurocognitive impairment that we have known as dementia historically. People having depression, people having different complications related to medications that they might be on, but particularly with the dementia process and as that progresses.
Okay, so when you go in and you go and visit a family for the first time, do you go through a checklist or in your mind, do you go through a checklist in terms of behavior and
Yes, we do. Although the cognitive aspect is sometimes the reason that family members call me in, but it's not the main aspect that I am assessing. It would be a psychiatrist or a neuropsychologist that we would be referring them to for that type of detailed assessment. But I do have a comprehensive assessment, and we look at all the different areas of a person's life to be able to really get a true idea of some of the challenges that are happening. And it's more subtle in terms of looking at the different aspects mm-hmm. of the types of assistance that they're needing.
But you determine who you might refer them to first.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. We can make those recommendations. Other times people are already working with particular providers. And certainly if that's working, we want to keep that mm-hmm. working for as long as possible.
Well, let's talk about what's important to seniors as they age.
Well, it's very interesting because being nearing the senior population myself, as I get older, independence continues to remain really key. And I think that's the case for our seniors as they age. They want to maintain living the way that they've been living for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to remain in control of decisions that they're going to be making. And I hear a lot of times from seniors that I'm working with, I can still do it even if it takes me longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they want to be involved and to be a part of what they always have been. And I think there's a fear that the care that they are needing might be forced upon them
mm-hmm.
in a manner that they aren't receptive to that. And they desire to remain active to the extent possible without having those restrictions placed on them.
Well, you know, I just did a little bit of research that I do in regard to working with seniors. There were a number of things listed, but a couple of them were being kind and compassionate.
Yes.
And not ordering people to basically do things, but give them an opportunity. Don't couch it in terms of telling them what to do.
Exactly.
Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense. And mm-hmm. making sure that you're really taking time to listen
mm-hmm.
to what's important to them, to their values, and giving them time to process. You can't come in and expect them to give in to your agenda immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know Mace.
Yes, I do.
And I you know, I'm fairly new to New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. And one of the things that I love is I get to sit in a number of the appointments that Mace has and watch him interact with the seniors.
He's incredible.
He's amazing. He truly is amazing. And watch his ability to interface with them and end up with a positive result. But anyway.
Yes.
So, okay. Is anything else that we need to say in terms of what's important to the seniors?
No, I think, you know, that pretty much covers it in terms of just the importance, and this is pretty consistent with all seniors, that they do want to maintain their independence and to remain
mm-hmm.
involved and in control instead of to have decisions made about them. And that's why pre-planning can be so helpful, too.
Okay. Is this the same thing that is important to family members caring for those that are, you know, aging?
Unfortunately, it's not,
mm-hmm.
Because for family members and as a family caregiver, I can say that the things that I look for related to the care of my mom involves safety, security, making sure that she's going to be well taken care of, that her needs are going to be met. And there are so many risks out there today, particularly if an individual is living home alone.
Mm-hmm.
We worry about, what if they fall down and nobody is there? Because, you know, with the aging population, adult children are working, and so it's not uncommon for a elderly person to be at home and not be checked on. What if the door is left open as somebody comes in and takes advantage? What if they get involved in a scam? There's
mm-hmm.
all kinds of risks that are out there for seniors these days. And with the elderly person wanting to remain independent and with the adult child wanting to make sure that the individual is well taken care of, that can cause conflict between the parents and the children mm-hmm. and a breakdown in communication.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to remind our listeners that our phone lines are open at 243-3333. And while we have Susan here, call her I know she'd like to talk to you and clear some matters up that you may have. So give us a call. How can these the differing goals, I could call it, between the people? How do you handle that?
You know, as I mentioned previously, I think listening is the most important thing. I think when we're concerned about an individual, we need to take time to really respect their values, and instead of trying to force our own agenda on what is needed, ask the aging parent what they consider to be most important to them. Take time to listen and don't make assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we believe that we know what they think, and you'd be surprised sometime when you ask and when you really take time to listen. Ask them what they see the challenges in their life as being. And that will open up opportunities to introduce types of support. And I think it's so important to meet the individual where they are. And don't assume that they don't think that they have any needs. So I think opening up the communication, asking them what they fear, mm-hmm. I think that can be really key. For most elderly people, the things that I hear is that they're afraid of being forgotten or disvalued.
Okay, we'll pick up in the next segment. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with your host, Dirk Gray. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters is heard weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on AM 770 News Radio KKOB. All right, this week in New Mexico Reverse Mortgage's weekly Q&A, I'm going to chase a rabbit this week and do something a little different. I read our trade publications, and I read other lenders' websites just to stay current and do some research and keep up with, you know, what's being talked about and what's being said about reverse mortgages. And I came across a lender's reverse mortgage information on a site, and the majority of the information was either incorrect and at best needed to be clarified. And I wanted to just give you three instances of this because there's so much misinformation in our business. So I'm going to read a sentence. This is: a reverse mortgage is a loan borrowed against the value of one's home. In this situation, the lender gives the borrower the amount of the loan, and the borrower makes no payments and retains title to his or her home. And in regard to that, a reverse mortgage is a loan. What is not clarified is that it is a percentage based on the value of the home and the age of the youngest borrower. Also, they mentioned that they no longer will be making any payments, and they no longer have to make a principal and interest payment, but they are still responsible for making the property tax and insurance payments and maintaining the home. So I wanted to clarify that. Then another sentence, when the borrower moves from the house or dies, the lender takes possession of the home, which it then sells to repay the loan, and any extra profit is remitted to the borrower or to his or her estate. And in terms of clarifying that, at the end of a reverse mortgage, there are three options. If the homeowner cannot live in the house or dies, number one, the homeowner or the estate sells the house, pays off the reverse mortgage balance, and keeps the equity. That's number one. Number two, the homeowner refinances with a conventional mortgage. And by conventional mortgage, I mean any type of regular mortgage. They could get an FHA loan, a VA loan, or a conventional loan. But they refinance the mortgage and then keep the house. And number three, if the balance on the reverse mortgage is higher than the value of the house, the heirs may sign title over to the bank. A reverse mortgage is what's called a non-recourse loan, and the borrowers nor their heirs have any liability for the balance on the reverse mortgage. And then the last sentence I wanted to address is, it is a financial instrument designed to help homeowners who are cash poor and is limited to senior citizens. Well, it is limited to anybody that is 62 or older. A reverse mortgage is not only for the financially challenged individuals. We work with a number of savvy financial planners, estate planners, elder care attorneys, and CPAs that recommend using a reverse mortgage to set up emergency funds, maybe use our line of credit because of the guaranteed growth it offers, along with eliminating the principal interest payments on their home. So just a little clarification, and we'll probably be back to normal next week with an email from one of our listeners, so please keep sending those in. All right, back to our conversation with Susan Stewart. Susan, you were talking about something you wanted to continue to discussing.
Yes, Dirk, I think it's also important as we're having conversations with the individual that we believe has some additional needs to take time to consider what their hopes are for their future, what's important to them, what their goals are. And sometimes I get interesting responses from seniors as I'm asking them what their dreams are for the future, what their hopes are. But sometimes it's not about an occupation. It's not about the kinds of things that normally we think of in terms of goals, but it might be about resolving conflict in the family. It could be about travel. It could be things that we have not even thought about. And so I think it can be a real blessing to be able to discuss that with seniors. And because, you know, hopes for the future do not go away as we age, or at least they shouldn't go away. And I think that's important. And making sure that we're taking small steps in trying to add additional support for the individual instead of overdoing with supports that maybe aren't needed right now, but they might be needed in the future. And keeping the strengths and abilities intact, and looking also at who has the best rapport with that individual. Maybe the oldest daughter is not the right one. Maybe it's the son-in-law of the third daughter that would be most trusted to talk to the individual about their financial situation or other areas.
That's really interesting, because I was telling you, on the break about my mom's situation.
Yes.
And how some things changed after my father died. In some instances, she just kind of became somebody different.
Right.
And in terms of her ability to communicate with either my brother or me, it was my brother. He just had an ability to do that, at a level that really helped her, when she needed it. So that's amazing. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, what are some of the warning signs that would indicate the possible need for additional support?
You know, a lot of times we'll start to notice subtle changes. Maybe the person, is wearing clothing that has stains on it and they're not laundering their clothing as much. They might have a body odor. They might be having difficulty getting around or having falls. And sometimes, like I'm thinking of one situation that I've been involved in, nobody in the family knew that falls were occurring because the wife covered it up for the husband until he had fallen three times within that day. And it resulted in a fracture, unfortunately. Sometimes we'll notice that there's bad food in the refrigerator that could be dangerous for them to eat. Maybe they don't have the strength, to cook as much. Maybe they are depressed and not wanting to eat if they're living by themselves. Sometimes weight loss is, noted. If the person is forgetting and leaving the stove turned on, that can cause some problems as well. With medications, they might not be taking the medications correctly. They may not even understand the instructions that were given at the doctor's appointment, because there can be so many different doctors and trying to make sure that you're keeping up with refills. Driving is a huge factor that we run into. And so sometimes we might notice that there's dents in the car. Maybe the senior is not going to outright admit that I'm having more accidents, 'cause driving is a sign of independence to all of us. And so it's something that we want to hold on to if at all possible. And so, sometimes I see people getting lost. I had one situation where a husband and wife went to the store and they lived in Albuquerque and they ended up in Arizona. And
really?
So he was very confused. And so they ran out of gas, and some of these situations can be really sad. Also, getting involved in scams, people may be taking advantage of asking for loans or gifts from people. Maybe they're not attending medical appointments regularly, and so they might need assistance to keep track of those, to go with them, to make sure that information is properly followed through on after medical appointments. And isolation is a huge issue for seniors. And so as seniors lose their spouse, for instance, it's so critical that they stay involved in the community and stay active and have additional support.
Well, you know, Lois and I, her father lost his wife, but he lives by himself, and we try to get out and see Carl as much as we can. But as you said, the children are busy doing things, and you know,
right?
And but I know it's very important, and I know that to be sensitive to what's happening and maybe some of those signs. And in our world, in the New Mexico reverse mortgage world, I know Mace watches very carefully, you know,
yeah,
when he's dealing with somebody in terms of, you know, and he tells them that seniors are the most taken advantage of group, mm-hmm. and somebody that has that ilk, they can do it. And it's too bad, but it's reality, and we got to take care of it as much as we can.
Yes, so, definitely.
Yeah, and you know what? And people like you guys are like little angels, Susan.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the kind of work that you do. So,
it's very rewarding as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So you're an aging life care professional, basically. What does that mean?
Basically, in the past, we were referred to as geriatric care managers. And one of the benefits, I'm a member of a national organization, and we have to have certification to be a member of the organization and to be an aging life care professional. We have a minimum amount of experience and training requirements. We have to keep up with continuing education. We have a code of ethics and standards of practice that we're required to follow. And our loyalty is solely to the individual themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So our loyalty is to the individual that we're working with, and it's not to a particular company, whether that be you know, an assisted living facility, a home care provider. So we remain objective, and our loyalty is solely to that individual.
Mm-hmm.
We also are very knowledgeable about community resources as well, and skilled in crisis management, which we deal with a lot.
All right. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. I'll be right back. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. Please listen for my future guests and show dates toward the end of the show. I'm continuing my conversation with Susan Stewart with Decisions in Care. And Susan, what is the benefit of consulting with an aging life care professional?
You know, that's a really good question, Dirk. Too often I hear people that are in these crisis situations that call us, they will say, I wish I would have known about you 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because we could have been in a much better place. One of the real benefits, if an individual wants to look at future planning to avoid a crisis, we can really assist. We can kind of help look at the situation now, looking at based on their current situation, their medical history, their financial situation, making sure that they have legal documents that they need to have in place. We do a comprehensive assessment when we work mm-hmm. with an individual, and then we can make recommendations. We can set up some possible next steps. We can help with actually going with them to medical appointments, because sometimes there are family members that live out of state, or the family member can't get away from work as often as they need to when there are complex medical problems that come up. And so maybe it's a matter of making sure that lab work is followed through on, or that follow-up occurs after medical appointments. We can help with cost projection, looking at if a person has long-term care insurance, and is that going to potentially cover their care that's needed for the future? Do they need to talk to a Medicaid planning attorney to plan ahead for institutional Medicaid? And the sooner you start looking at these things in advance, the better off you're going to be and the less stressful it's going to be. We can also help looking at a person's living situation and looking for safety issues, looking at is maybe more assistance needed. At what point is it time to move into maybe an independent living situation mm-hmm. or an assisted living? And again, involving the individual in that process. And that's where we as aging life care professionals can really assist with acting as a mediator between the family and the individual and helping them to work together on solutions that are going to be workable. We can help educate people on resources that are available and benefits that they might be eligible for or entitled to as well. We can advocate making sure that they're receiving quality services. So sometimes individuals really are having some challenges, whether it be with a home care agency, with different programs, with an assisted living facility. And we can go in and we can assess and give recommendations. We also, as geriatric care managers, provide crisis intervention. So if for clients that we have currently, we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so through my organization, we rotate being on call so that no one person gets burned out, and I think that's critical. We can have family meetings and facilitate those. We can provide family support. We can act as a coach to family members that are in difficult situations to help make a positive result. And we can also monitor services and make recommendations as the person's needs change.
And Susan, you know, Bob, my producer, yes, during the break, came in and said that your services are not only for the elderly, but also for disabled people.
That's very correct.
Okay.
And for most aging life care professionals, they also provide assistance to people generally over the age of 18. And it could involve providing assistance for individuals with developmental disabilities, mm-hmm, people with traumatic brain injury, mental illness, a disability.
Okay.
All different aspects.
Well, I know you cover a lot of territory. You know what? Let me ask you this. On a scale of 1 to 10, how many people are prepared for this latter stage that you come across? Well prepared.
Well prepared, I would say less than 10% probably.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, because it's so critical. Frequently when I give presentations, I'll ask how many people have set up advance directives, mm-hmm, have put into place a healthcare power of attorney or a financial power of attorney, mm-hmm, so that their wishes will be followed in the future. And it's not uncommon that we don't have that many people that are raising their hands, mm-hmm, particularly if they're not aging. And again, you know, each of us, no matter our age, we could get in an automobile accident, and it's so critical that we have our wishes put into place, mm-hmm, and relay them to people that we would want to make those decisions for us in the future.
Good stuff, Susan.
Thank you.
How can care management services assist with relieving the caregiver stress?
Well, Dirk, for baby boomer population that we're in, the sandwich generation is huge. And so for individuals that are dealing with taking care of their children, they're also taking care of their aging loved ones. There's family members that live out of town, and maybe the parent wants to continue to live here in Albuquerque or in another city for that matter. I think giving guidance and advice can be valuable for people because they're pulling their hair out, not knowing what to do. We can help assess their health and safety risks. It can save from them having to take time off of work, the children.
Susan, I've got a question or a message.
Sure.
Do you come to the home for assessment or only the office or both, and cost of the assessment and pre-planning?
You know, for our services, we can do either. We can meet with either with the family in our office, or we can meet with the individual in our office. Certainly an assessment in the home is ultimately what would be beneficial.
Okay. We're just about out of time.
Okay.
Give us your phone number and web address.
Sure. My phone number is area code 505-237-8181. And my website is www.decisionsincare.com. Com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you, Derek.
All right. My guests for the next 2 weeks are the Saturday the 27th, Alana Light, Making Your House a Home. Alana does a lot of work with seniors, and you're really going to enjoy her. And a special, special guest, Mace Kokendurfer, a certified reverse mortgage specialist and owner of New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, will be with us. June 3rd, Martha Kaser from the Family Law with Presinger, Basinger, Weidman, and Sale, and Trish Lopez with Teniers. I want to thank Sarah Cote and Susan Stewart for being my guests. I also want to thank my producer, Bob, as well as the 770 KOB team for making Gray Matters, Discussing All Things Senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, your favorite place for all things senior, and your audience for joining today's broadcast. My NMLS number is 222-785. New Mexico Reverse Mortgage's NMLS number is 1102656. This information is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or a government agency. If the borrower does not meet loan obligations, such as taxes and insurance, then the loan will need to be repaid. Thank you for joining me today on Gray Matters. I'm Dirk Gray.